Good morning, everyone. At a Young Priest, we have dinner with the Archbishop every three months. And then on Tuesday last week, I had a dinner with him and with like a 20 young priests in the Archdiocese of Denver. And then before that, we have a talk. And then Dr. Reveal, he talked about homilies. And then during that talk, he said, "Fathers, young priests, if you have a homily over 5 minutes, people will stop listening. If you have a homily over 10 minutes, God stop listening." And we all like, just like bow our head and laugh, and then we just look at like each other, and then, yeah. So, but that is a story. Now it's a homily, so it's a different one. So the gospel today, that the Lord, he himself uses a lot of human senses, human reactions. With that, I invite you all to today, to this week, reflect with me 3 points from a homily. First, do not hear, but listen. Second, do not say, but pray. The last one, do not exist, but live. The first one, do not hear, but listen. Brothers and sisters, I think a lot of people ask me like, "Hey, Father Anthony, how can I listen to God? How can I don't hear God's voices anymore in my life. How can I listen to him?" Brothers and sisters, I think we hear a lot. We hear many noises. We hear many voices. We hear a lot of things, but we don't listen. In order to listen to God, may I suggest you 3 steps. So first of all, the desire to listen to God. If you don't have the desire, good luck. You never listen to God if you don't have that desire, and you ask God for nothing. Because from yourself, very first moment, very first step, we need to have the desire to listen to him. Without the desire, listen to God could be nothing. That is very first step. The second will be silence. Silence. You cannot listen to God with the TV turned on 24 hours per day. You cannot listen to him with all the noises around the world. Silence. The gospel today, that the Lord, he took the man out of the crowd. Silence. That is the second step. And the last step, listen. The first one, the desire to listen. Second, silence your heart, silence your mind. And then the last one, listen. The second point from a homily today is, do not say, but pray. When we say, we speak to God. When we pray, God speaks to us. Thomas, in the Summa Theologiae, he said, "Whatever is received according to the mode of the receiver." Again, whatever is received according to the mode of the receiver. What does it mean? It means that when God speaks to you, he communicates with you by the way that you can understand him. If you don't know Spanish, he will not speak to you in Spanish. If you don't know French, he will not communicate with you in French. When he communicates with you, he communicates by the things, by the language, by the actions, by the people that you can understand him, that God, he will use your mode, your attitude to communicate with you. Whatever is received, it received by the mode according to you. Your mode, God communicates with you that way. You can ask me, "Hey, Father Anthony, you are a priest. You live by yourself. It's so easy for you to listen to God. My family, 5 kids running around the house. How can I listen to God?" Well, how about, first of all, you listen to your spouses first. Humanly speaking, in order to practice listening to God, I think, first of all, listen to the one who's living with you. Are you hearing them, or are you actually listening to them? When is the last time you listened to them? Like, maybe today, maybe go home and today, hey, honey, I'm going to listen to you today. Speak. And let's see your wife. She will talk to you. My mom has a hard time to listen to my dad after he has a beer. And then I always teasing her, Mom, listen to that. Dad is speaking. And then after a beer, you know that a man, you usually talk, but yeah. So listening is a skill, requires the efforts from the human beings. You cannot listen without that effort. And then I think sometimes we brother and sister, we have a tendency to say too much. And then when we say, I think sometimes we just like don't need to say, but pray. Pray for your family. Maybe you can talk less, but pray more. How about that? And when you pray, you listen. How about you listen to your children? How about like, Mom, I want to be an altar server. Can you take me to the church on Sunday? See, God is speaking to you through your children. I'm not kidding at all. Like, brother and sister, I'm not kidding, okay? So God, he used a lot of human images. Like today, he took the man out of the crowd, and then he used the finger to heal the man. He used whatever he wants. He used whoever he wants. He uses your children, your spouses, to speak to you, to talk to you. In order to listen to God, I think, first of all, we need to listen in our family. Listen to your children. Maybe they are trying to stop you from being lazy on Sunday. Like, Mom, take me to the church. Dad, why are you still sleeping? Take me to the church. I mean, I heard the story about that. My family, we heard the same story, but that is like God is speaking to you. And brother and sister, I think do not underestimate your family, yourself. Because whenever we think like, hey, Father Anthony, I'm not a saint. I am a sinner. How can God speak to me? And then how can I do that? Well, he uses whatever he wants. God can do whatever he wants to call you to the church, to go to the church on Sunday. The last one will be, do not exist, but live. I went to see my grandparents in Des Moines, Iowa last week. And before I drove to here to the DIA, to the airport, so we know that like the DIA always been busy and maybe like being around the church at Light of the World is so easy, but being focused and then concentration at Light of the World, at the DIA was so difficult. I know that. Okay, so you come to the church maybe an hour per week, okay? Maybe if you go to the daily masses, maybe like an hour per day, but most of you, maybe like an hour, 2 hours per week. The rest, you are out there. You are out with your friends, with your families, with your life. How can we live but don't exist? How can we be with God? May I suggest you two things, brothers and sisters? I think, first, deep faith in God. Second, deep charity on people. When I was at the airport, watching people walking around me, and then deep down in my heart, there is faith, deep faith in God. I'm still a priest at the airport. I'm still at a priest at a Walmart, a Target, Subway, who wherever I go, I'm still a priest. You're still mom and dad. Your vocation, your holiness, like being holy wherever you go, because that is your life. Like deep faith in God and deep charity on the people. If you can imagine that, like if you're Catholics, be a Catholic. Like if you have deep doubt, faith in God, in the Target, in the Walmart, and then deep down charity on people, you will see, you will live your life. A lot of people exist. A lot of people, they don't live, but they exist. They can eat, we can eat, we can hang out, we can talk. Of course, everyone can do that. But who can live? In order to live, I invite you all, have a deep faith in God and deep down charity on people. Brothers and sisters, whenever I have a homily, I will not give you an ideal that you never achieve. No, I will not do that. So when I have a homily, I will give you something that I did that before. I did that because I want to practice before I'm saying something to you, because I don't want to say something you cannot do or you cannot achieve. No, I will say something that I did that first in order to invite you all do that with me. I invite you all this week, whenever you go back to your normal life. When you drive, when you see something on the road, when you are on the or in the markets, maybe deep down you have faith in God, and then you have charity on people. And the way you react with the people, the way you talk with people, you have faith in God, and you pray for that person, and then you have charity on them. How beautiful is that? If we are Catholics can do that. I can do that. And I invite you to do that with me. That's all I have today for this week. First of all, do not hear, but listen. Second, do not say, but pray. The last one, do not exist, but live.